speaking.
Who's speaking?
Dave, hello.
Hello, Dave. It's Ian. It's Scott there, please.
Ian, have you got a... One sec.
What? It's 2 days in a row.
Hello, mate.
I don't want to tell you how to do your business.
No.
Your team that answers the telephone are pretty poor.
I'll take issue with them.
I was thinking about what the other fella said yesterday. Was his name Lee?
Yes.
He was actually quite rude to me.
I think he thought you were on hold. You weren't.
Right. But he said it.
Right, okay, I'll discipline him.
And that that girl that just answered the phone there, what was her name?
She's Dave.
Really, you know, they're ambassadors for your shop, and it's just a really, it's not a very good...
When are we going to do this podcast?
Huh?
When are we going to do the podcast?
Well, I don't know, I phoned up for...
I'm really excited now. Well, I was thinking, because you're quite a big star now after everything that's happened.
What?
And I've got the scoop, I can answer the big questions.
What big questions?
Everyone wants to know.
What?
Well, like, what's your problem with
no,
gay people?
No, with what?
What's your problem with gay people?
I haven't got a problem with gay people.
Well, that's why you got the sex.
Well, I'm not talking about that. So I don't. The podcast is the podcast is moving on from that.
Oh, okay.
So it would be a new.
Do you want to forget you said that?
I didn't say anything. I've not got a problem with gays.
Okay, so you can backtrack now if you want. I suppose that's what the podcast's for, is it?
No, I've not. You've completely misunderstood the thing. I've not got a problem with gays. The podcast isn't even about gays.
Why aren't you doing your show anymore? And I thought you'd said something pretty.
Right. Yeah. So what I want the podcast to be, right, is basically I want to piggyback. Some of your tweets are quite funny.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to get your tweets up. I want to use your humour.
Right.
To piggyback me back into my rightful place as
local radio.
As a top celebrity earning shitloads of money. Now,
right.
A couple of things I want to pick you up on.
Yep.
Your last tweet.
Right, which was that?
TV show idea.
The Caribbean?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Pilates of the Caribbean. It's one letter away.
Davina McCall heads to Jamaica to balance on a big inflatable ball. But it doesn't work.
Well, Pilates, you don't need a ball for Pilates, for a start. That's one problem I've got with it. But I thought that's what everyone will associate with.
No, but Pilates, here's the thing, Scott. Pilates looks like pirates.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like pirates.
That's why you tweet it, you don't say it.
But when you read it...
It's perfect as a tweet.
When you read it, you say it.
You want to bring it into the podcast and you ruined it, really, for me. So.
Okay, let's try and find some more of your other funny tweets.
Oh, please.
Lidl.
Please.
Open a till. Lidl. Open a till.
What I was doing...
Lidl. I'm not finished. Open a till.
Swayed Lidl because I was in the queue in Lidl and there was a really big queue and there was only two queues open out of about nine.
Is that a spoof of a famous song?
The football song. Lidl, open a till. Lidl, open a till. Instead of footballer man, score a goal. Footballer man.
I don't know that one. The only, I've been to a football match and it was Luton Town versus Millwall. And the only chant I could pick up were, Luton said something rude about Millwall being gypsies.
Right.
And then Millwall fans replied with, the song, Where's Your Mama Gone?
Yeah, is this going to be, okay, yep.
Huh?
Yep, the Where's Your Mama Gone?
They were singing.
Chirpy, chirpy, tweet, tweet.
That's the one. They were singing, Where's Your Taliban?
Right. That's a bit racist.
Exactly. And this is why... So Okay, let's find another one of. There we go.
Oh, come on, man.
Katie Trumpkins. That's it. I like that.
Thank you.
But I don't think we should give her the oxygen of publicity. She's like the British.
She was good filling in for James O'Brien, though, wasn't she?
She's like the British.
If you didn't know who she was and had no preconceived ideas about her, thought she came across quite well.
She's the British.
Didn't agree with her, but just as a radio presenter, thought she was all right.
First person to mention U2 gets a dead arm. I don't get that one.
That's because you need to read the one before. Can we not do this? Because it's quite embarrassing.
Very windy. Very windy woo-woos in Uxbridge.
Yeah. Can we not do this?
Ian Payne in the membrane. Oh, now, yeah, I want to talk to you about this.
This was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
You can read that one out.
Yeah, I'm going to read it out, Scott, in my voice.
Ian Payne in the membrane, Ian Payne in the brain.
You stole this from me.
Again.
You stole this from me.
No.
That was mine.
No, it wasn't.
It was, mate.
You always steal my jokes, and then you say them on the radio, and everyone thinks they're yours. You've been doing it for years.
Always.
Rest the balance.
Always is an exaggeration.
Okay.
I can't be long. I'm off to
the
first.
Pain in the membrane, and I came up with Roberto Peroni, skinny and bony.
Who? Listen, I can't be long. I'm off to my first therapy session of 2016. Let's make it our year.
Good luck, man.
Thanks, man. And need
all
to.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No.
Hold on. Actually, I've got one more thing.
Yeah. Oh, you. Scott. Oh, he's not. He's put the phone down.